Good morning. It's a Thursday morning. We're with our political observer, Alan Chartok. As we've been hearing this morning, a federal judge has blocked Trump's latest travel ban nationwide. Trump has railed against that decision, saying it makes us look weak. And he says we'll take it all the way to the Supreme Court. Your thoughts this morning?
Well, that may be why the Supreme Court appointment is so important to Trump, because that gives him a majority on the court. Anybody who tells you that the Supreme Court is not a political institution ought to go put their head in the sand, because it's ridiculous. It just depends on which president appointed and which party they have allegiance to. Every once in a while, he gets surprised. But I would be very, very surprised if the court didn't break exactly the way that Trump thinks it will, which is one of the reasons where they're going to push so hard to get that extra judge onto the court. Now, you never know, but my bet is that if history is a guide, that's the way it will turn out. There is something else, of course, here, David, and that is that the court is obviously taking a look not only at the specifics of the revised plan, but at what was behind the revised plan. And the court made it clear that the history here is very, very important. So you can't say, oh, we're going to just take a look at this one plan that they have here, or we're going to take a look at the whole thing and how it's unfolded. And that's where Trump has been caught here. His comeback is, let's eliminate at least the one circuit of this court.
Let's jump across the pond over to Holland, Alan, where the far-right Dutch MP Geert Wilders has failed to make inroads in the general election. He has accused the victorious PM Mark Rutte, prime minister, of treating his popular supporters like semi-Nazis as Merkel and company celebrate, but part of what seems to be a larger move to the right in Europe.
Well, it is good news for those people who are trying to resist the new right-wing populism that we see, anti-immigration that we see in so many places, including the United States. On the other hand, it is not a great victory. Things sort of stayed the same, and the racist nationalist group did fine. I mean, they didn't win, but they held their own. And so it may be premature for people to be celebrating a great victory. I mean, I think this is something where people of thought and conscience really have to keep on fighting and not take solace from the fact that they didn't get creamed in one national election. And I want to point out that each country has its own culture, its own socioeconomic divides, and the Dutch, in this case, did the right thing, but they didn't do it by historic margins, and it wasn't a wipeout. In other words, you got to pay attention.
Speaking of, and to that end, editorializing in the Times today is legalizing discrimination in Europe. There's been a court ruling, Alan. It's the European Court of Justice handed a right-wing nationalists a victory on Tuesday that allows employers to ban Muslim women and others who wear signs of their faith.
Well, we knew this for a long time. For example, in France, you know, there's a whole debate about whether Jewish people can wear a yarmulke. And this is a bow to secularism as opposed to religiosity. There will be people who are really very upset by this. But the court, I think, split the baby. The whole idea of bringing people together may have been on their minds, even though they may have done it the wrong way. That's for sure.
And finally, Alan, a story in the New York Times furthering the worry for the National Endowment for the Humanities and the Corporation for Public Broadcasting, according to cuts from the Trump administration, not to mention, of course, the EPA, which we've talked about.
I really hate to say this to you, David, and to our wonderful listeners. I hate to say I told you so. Now, I did tell you so. I told you this was going to happen. The minute I saw it on Breitbart, it was their lead, and we ran a whole historic fund drive on it, and most people believe me, and we had the fastest fund drive in history. You know, a one-day million-dollar fund drive, including that $500,000 that we had collected for a few weeks in a lockbox at historic rates also, and for the First Amendment Fund, which people understood was so important. Now, if the White House gets its way, and remember that this budget belongs to the Congress. It is a congressional thing, but they've been trying to eliminate all of these groups, endowment and all the rest, for years, these endowments for years. So one has to take this extremely seriously. And as for the Corporation for Public Broadcasting, they really do want to wipe it out. I've been telling you that. And for those few, and I mean few, but vitriolic people who call me up and say, you're just making this up. Oh, really?
Our political observer, Alan Chartok, joining us. Alan, thank you as always.
And thank you, David.